It's very unusual for a textile of this kind to have survived. The blue shapes would have been cut out and sewn together to make a set of small purses. The yellow background was then discarded. The purses would have been lined and a decorative cord attached, as in the example below, so that the little accessories could hang from a belt. If you look closely at the edges where the blue meets the yellow, you might think the blue shapes were sewn on. In fact, they're woven as an integral part of the fabric. The designs of the blue segments are also tapestry woven, not embroidered. The so-called Hundred Antiques theme, with its ancient vessels and archaic decorative features, had been popular since the 17th century. In the late 19th century, when this piece was woven, there was a surge in the popularity of these motifs. Here, you see the ancient three-legged pots that are typical of the theme. By this time, however, some of the elements had lost their original significance. For example, the style of the calligraphy is antique, but beyond some generally auspicious words like happiness, the inscriptions don't really add up to anything.